This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Morning, David. Thanks for the email about Lizzie. What's been going on?
Oh, man. Well, I've been asking myself that same question. And honestly, I mean, I'm afraid that she's soft dumping me here.
Did you say what? Soft dumping?
What was that?
Well, you know, I mean, she's just kind of easing her way out. You know what I mean?
Is that somehow different than ghosting?
Is it better somehow?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds awful.
Well, yeah, it's like, it's not that I've been ghosted. I'm just, you know when you get that feeling that something's wrong? You know instinctively. That's what I'm talking about. It's that.
Okay, all right. And the two of you, is this pretty new? Have you been out a handful of times or?
Well, no, I mean, we've been seeing each other for a few months now.
Okay.
And I'll totally be the first to admit, and I don't know if you picked it up on the email, I was trying to play it a little cool, but I'm really pretty crazy about her. She's awesome, and I think that's what caused me to lose my a bit.
Okay. Well, I don't know what it is, the segment, people's bodily functions.
Oh, lately? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of that in the last few days. Keep it together.
Yes, please.
I know. I'm trying. I'm just... I mean, I'm a little freaked out, that's all. I don't want to lose out on really such a great thing.
Well, why is she so great? What do you like about her?
I mean, everything. Is that an acceptable answer, Your Honor?
No, I need more!
Yes. Well, I guess a big part of it is that she's as into music as I am. I don't mean like, you know, we both just enjoy music, but like, we both love music. That's like a big deal.
Like music in general?
Yeah.
Or making music?
Music as a concept or?
I mean, music is everything. I grew up in a really music heavy household. And I don't want to call my parents hippies or anything, but music was like our religion.
That would be hippies.
I mean, and.
Yes.
Well, long story short, I play 7 different instruments.
Whoa!
Son.
All at once?
Like a one-man band?
Oh, my God.
No, but like, which ones? What do you do?
I play guitar, bass, electric, acoustic.
Okay.
Wait.
Potentially dumb question. Are electric and acoustic different? Never mind. Will you get free of fish for getting said that? Please. Please continue. Carry on. My bad.
Well, I also play piano. I play drums. I play violin. I dabble in the harmonica. But, I also play the fiddle.
And, you know, that is different than a violin.
Yeah, okay, thanks. I got it. Yeah, you know, I know. It's different from a violin.
It is. But it's the application. Anyway.
So do you guys have, like, similar tastes in music? Like, does she play any instruments?
Yeah, we do. We don't like all the same stuff, but we have a lot of bands and artists that both of us really like. And it's more about the appreciation for music in general, like being around it, going out, seeing shows and bands and all of that kind of stuff.
Okay, so like you said, you're obviously very into this girl. And until recently, very recently, you thought she felt the same?
I did, yeah. I did. I mean, I thought she did. If you had asked a few weeks ago, I definitely would have said this was the best relationship I had been in, well, I was to say a really long time. But it all got weird after that.
Okay. And
right.
And just to double, triple check, you are saying she's around
mm-hmm.
now, right? She hasn't cut you off completely.
No, she's herself, but not.
Okay.
It's just not the same energy that she had before or that we had before. I mean, that's why I emailed you guys. I needed to do something. It's driving me pretty nuts, just not knowing.
Right.
And Yeah, I don't want to just suddenly find out that she doesn't want to see me, like out of the blue or something, 4 months from now.
But you are prepared to find out that she like doesn't want to see you right now, because that could very well happen.
And yeah, not trying to be mean,
no,
or anything.
Like, just got to ask.
Well, I'm not trying to think about that. Sure. Of course, it could be a possibility. That's, you know, it's obvious, but I'm just hoping that it doesn't happen.
Well, us too, buddy. Well said. Let's get our friend Lizzie on the phone and figure out what's up. That's next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so David and Lizzie, they've got a connection. They've got a musical connection.
And he's really
plays 7 instruments.
That I've never understand how that's possible. But some people are just like, yeah, it's just talent.
Not the acoustic guitar, the electric guitar. Isn't it easier to play the electric guitar? You lied and said you played the guitar for like a hot second.
It's not a lie.
It's smaller, isn't it?
No, not really. But like, it is easier to compress the strings, and it's just a different. You're
the
looking
fret's not
glazing
smaller?
Glazing over. No, well, yeah, okay. So the frets might
right,
be a little
it's easier
bit,
to hug.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yes.
Getting off track here.
Okay.
Getting off track.
Right.
Okay, so something's gone wrong. Mm. They were really, really tight, and he said it was one of the best relationships he had ever been in. And she hasn't ghosted completely, but something has changed. So we've got her on the phone, and now we're going to figure out what that was. Hey, is this Lizzie?
Hi.
Lizzie, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How you doing?
Well, I'm good, I think.
Good, good. Hold on to that. We're calling you today with this date night package that we give away. So you get this really cool night out, essentially, totally free. You know, we'll pay for it. But as such, we also get to pick who you go out with.
What?
Like your date.
Yes.
We pick your date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm not...
Well, hang on. It's not a stranger, okay? I know it's like a panic-inducing moment, but you do know him. He emailed us and told us this would be something that you might be interested in. It's David. Lizzie, it's David.
Well, free is my second favorite F word.
Perfect.
Wow.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. All right. So that means you're also interested in David?
I don't think I said all that, but
Hey Lizzie, can we talk about this? Like, it's a free night out, no limits. You don't want to do that with me?
Oh my God. Wait, so he's...
Yes. Mm-hmm. He is.
Not a bad question, right? Is there a reason you wouldn't want to go on this date? It might not come as a total surprise to David. Like, when he reached out, he mentioned he felt like things had gotten, it's kind of weird.
Oh, wow, how perceptive of him.
How so?
You know, I don't know what to do about all this. I wasn't really prepared to have this conversation, and definitely not with David.
Okay.
Look, I can take it, okay? I just want to know what's going on. I thought we were all about each other, but now, like, I mean, if that's not true, I don't want you to lie to me or anything.
No. I mean, I was really into him, into you, okay? Until... Oh, you really want me to talk about this now?
Wait. How bad is this?
No, it's just... Okay. This is going to make me look like a... he's got a band. Did you all know that?
He's a one-man band.
No, we didn't. How cool, though. I mean, he's in a band? Like, really?
Yeah. I kind of just joined recently. They needed a guitarist who could do some background vocals. So what's that have to do with anything?
Unreal.
Yeah, what's the problem with bands?
Too many groupies, or, like, what's the problem?
Oh, no, I mean, you know, listen, I'd probably have to play you some of their stuff for you to listen to.
Yes. You could email it to us.
Yeah.
I mean, I could. You're not going to be able to play it, though.
Because it's not country?
That's okay.
Yeah.
No. Well, okay. Because you won't be able to play it on air. It's really, like, it's explicit. It's actually more than explicit. It's honestly some of the grossest stuff I've ever heard.
Really?
What?
David.
Maybe I could forgive some of that if the music was good, but they're bad. Like, they're very, very bad. Like, my God, they suck, okay?
Well,
like,
okay. Talk to us about these lyrics. Like what are we looking at?
Around
well, yeah.
Okay, the songs I heard, I don't know, they were pretty graphic, and not to mention extremely disrespectful to women. Like, it's just bad. There's no way around
it. Lizzie, you know I don't think those things. I mean, they're not my lyrics or anything. I'm kind of, you know, I'm parroting some things in the background. Ooh. The other guys are the ones who write this stuff. Don't take that out on me.
Okay, so have you brought this up to them, voiced any concern? Because the lyrics, it's horrible stuff. It's crude, it's rude, and it makes you look like a okay? I'm really wow. struggling with this, y'all, because I'm just so at him.
Oh, man, you're mad at me over this? How? I just told you I'm not the one writing the songs.
Oh, yeah, I'm mad at you over this because I was really into you. You know, but I can't be the girl dating the guy singing all this. Listen, I might just send y'all some of the lyrics.
Please
but
do.
Seriously, one of the songs is just called...
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Please don't say that.
What I'm trying to tell you is that this it really isn't that big of a deal.
Sure?
I really like these guys.
Bro. Like,
I'm having a lot of fun playing with them.
Are you?
We had a lot of interest in doing some shows around Texas. Yeah, it might end up being like a pretty great thing.
How?
Well, the songs, I mean, they don't say anything about me as a person. You know, I feel like... Like, this all has been really good for me, actually. Like, good for my confidence.
Okay. Well, you know, I hope the two of you are very happy. I just... I don't think I can date a guy who's doing this. Y'all are putting stuff online and everything, and I'm eventually going to have to tell my friends and claim you. And, yeah, I'm not dating that guy.
Okay, so what are we doing here? What do we want?
I want him to quit the band, honestly. Like, I just don't think I'm going to be able to deal with this.
Right.
I don't think I should have to quit something that I enjoy to stay in whatever this is. I'm the same person I've always been. It's just music. It's just art, right? I mean, you know, be cool about this.
Be cool.
Look, how about y'all hang on for a second? We can take some calls. We'll be right back.
Be game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.